Remembering Pepper Dog. Listeners with good memories may recall an interview undertaken by Christine Ward with local search and rescue dog handler Ellie Sherwin about her work with search dog Pepper. Ellie was a personal friend of Todmorden Talking Newspaper chair Paul Suthers, who has compiled this tribute using material published in an article by Women Climb on 13th of February 2017. It ends with a poem written by Ellie's husband Chris in tribute to Pepper, who sadly died in 2019, shortly after the family had relocated to Pembrokeshire. Ellie Sherwin is one of the most dedicated members of Mountain Rescue I've ever met. With 26 years service in the Calder Valley Search and Rescue Team, she's had a variety of roles, including team secretary, but it's through her involvement in the Search and Rescue Dog Association, SARDA, that she has provided her local team with an invaluable service. The first question is, what made you join Mountain Rescue and get involved in SARDA? I was employed as a countryside ranger, enjoyed outdoor activities such as mountain walking, water sports and swimming, etc. And a few years after moving to the area, I became involved in acting as a casualty, or a dog's body, for the search and rescue dogs. As a body, I thought for credibility I ought to join a mountain rescue team to establish my suitability and commitment. I already had a pet dog, so was interested in dogs generally. After a while, I'd gained enough insight into what was involved to decide that I'd probably do it just as well as anyone else, and that it would be very rewarding. I did find bodying difficult to do for prolonged periods, although it does show you how cold and uncomfortable you soon become, and how slowly time goes when you're out on the hill. After I joined the team, I got a puppy and started training it. Training a dog is very time-consuming. I've tended to concentrate on that rather than taking on more responsibility within the team. In contrast, I have involved myself in the organisation and administration of SARDA, where I've been secretary for two stretches, members rep twice, and also training officer. So a considerable amount of the time I've been a member of SARDA. Question number two is, how do you manage to fit the commitments to the team around your work and family life? When I started, I was single and working as a countryside ranger, so I had the advantage of fairly flexible working arrangements in that I worked additional hours and also a lot of weekends, so could attend incidents in my own time or in time owed. When I started training a dog, it also meant that I could take the dog to work, which was a great advantage. Although my work commitments did impinge on the amount of free weekend time I had, as I was either working or attending national dog training weekends. Since then, I've been office bound, got married, and have recently retired. Basically, it's a case of making the most of your situation at the time. What time commitments to being involved in your team? The team meets every Tuesday and expects at least 50% attendance, although for dog handlers who have considerable time commitment in addition to this, it tends to be reduced. Most dog handlers in Calder Valley, including myself, put in more than the minimum. Two Tuesdays are devoted to training in some form or other, one to maintaining the equipment, and one to admin. There's also an expectation of team members providing support for team events, which may be support for sports events or fundraising activities. As a dog handler, in addition to the above, you're expected to attend at least 7 days a year on a national course, but training a dog and keeping it operational requires a lot more input. Locally, we train Thursday evenings and Sunday mornings with the dogs. In addition, there's the daily commitment to owning her dog, exercising it and training it. So basically, a lot more than team commitment. How long does it take to train a search dog? It varies, but generally it takes 2 to 3 years to get a dog onto the call-out list. Once you've graded your first dog, you have to repeat the process in a couple of years and show that you've improved and become a more effective team. Throughout the dog's working life, you have to be observed, working in the sort of terrain that you are likely to be called out to, such as woodlands, water edges, forests, farmland, and so on. What has been the most difficult thing for you during the time that you've been in Mountain Rescue? Getting a dog on the call-out list is one of the most difficult things that I have ever done. During the training stages, it's usually a case of one step forward and two back. Never work with children and animals comes to mind. If you survive that, then you are faced with a 3 or 4 day assessment, which you can be successful in right up to the last session and then fail at the final hurdle. The stress and pressure of having to consistently perform well is tremendous. Fortunately, with the first dog, I was awarded the Novice Shield for the best performance by a novice dog and handler. However, the performance has to be repeated after a couple of years to demonstrate that your efficiency and teamwork have improved. I struggled at this stage, and failing an assessment is very demoralising. The only way to deal with it is to put in a lot of time, build up fitness and confidence of both you and your dog, and try again. What life experiences have you had that have influenced your role in the team? Primarily, my work experience is an outdoor career, working to engage people in their local environment, having to deal with situations which occurred, which were many and varied, and also an interest in hill walking. I was already a member of the Fell and Rock Climbing Club of the Lake District when I joined the rescue team, so had navigation, fitness and endurance skills. If somebody would like to give it a try, but they aren't sure that they have enough experience or knowledge, what would you say? Providing you have enough enthusiasm and commitment, you should be successful. Due to the level of interest, current candidates tend to have quite a lot of outdoor experience before they join, so you may need to find out exactly what the requirements are and brush up on the ones you fall short on. Being a team player helps. Ellie and her second rescue dog, Pepper, certainly had a long and successful career. Pepper's strength and health began to gradually decline after the 2017 interviews, but staying true to her exceptionally calm temperament, she suffered this with great dignity. I was honoured to spend many days in the Lakeland Hills in the company of Pepper, even if the constant throwing of sticks for her to retrieve became a little tiresome after a few hours. The words below, written by Chris Sherwin, reflect how all Pepper's many friends will remember her. This was the dog that made a difference, setting off across mountain ides, fells and moors, in search of those lost, injured, confused, in need of help. Success and closure she brought both and more. Here, pressing friendship was without condition, always keen to greet. She brought strangers together and made them talk. Endless admirers, photo calls and smiles from beginning to end. This is the dog that played with children and they with her, placing a tiny twig or blade of grass at their feet and racing away in anticipation. Sometimes crowding her out and heavy-handed patting, but never a growl. She licked and loved and made us all laugh. This is the dog that made mute lips speak one time, that gave gentle confidence to the hesitant and did all that was ever asked of her. She gave enduring attention to those that stopped and those that didn't. She walked, ran, climbed, always at our side. She could pull a crowd and entertain. We were the sideshow, so happy to be. This was the dog that became our pivot, pal and pride. Now the warm glow of memory for all.